no matter how people find your website, whether it's through a podcast post or a blog post or, you know, some sort of page that ranks well, they're always going to go back to your homepage, right? But really the biggest mistake that I see is that people go to their website and they may have been following you on your show for years, and they finally go to your website and it doesn't quite match how awesome your show is, right? So your kind of website could be letting your image down. And so that might just be from either having a DIY template, which by the way, is great if you're starting out, but once you start getting a little bit of momentum and making money from your show, then I would suggest, you know, invest in a decent design, because you risk people thinking that your brand is not as awesome as it really is, right?
Your sales software shouldn't be a bummer, and when you step inside your CRM, you should actually feel equipped to do your best work. It's kind of like being in the pilot seat, but having all the easy-to-use controls. Well, that's what HubSpot's doing with the new Sales Hub. It's all designed to have you win quarter over quarter, year over year, all the way from the intuitive prospecting workspace using AI-powered tools. The point is to reduce your workflow, all the work on managing leads, the follow-ups, basically making closing deals a no big deal at all. So this is how you can wrangle your day-to-day tasks using a seamless platform that basically navigates all the contacts, calls, analytics, all in one spot. ChatSpot is also the AI-powered tool that helps you personalize a lot of things in your CRM. It's basically like little assistants working for you. You just gotta prompt it, and basically it pulls up a contact, sums up different sales, or researches your competitors. It helps you automate a lot of things during the sales pipeline so your team or yourself can take your time back. And the whole point is to make this easier and more effective for you. So this is the time for you to close more deals and get you on track for your best Q1 yet. Learn more about HubSpot Sales Hub over at HubSpot.com/sales. Hey, what's happening? Another episode of Hustle and Flowchart here. And in this one, I'm bringing back my good friend, Greg Merrilees. He's the founder, creator of StudioOneDesign.com. And this guy is, him and his team are fully responsible for this massive rebrand that I did and that we all did at HustleAndFlowChart.com. That's the hub of everything for this show, the media we put out, and all of that. And, you know, we're changing to more video forward. So actually, this episode is very video centric. So if you're listening, that's okay. We try to make it, you know, work for both. But I urge you, if you have the chance, go to YouTube, go find us. Just look up Joe Fier, JoeFier. Find the Greg Merrilees episode. And he's got a lot of show and tell, because Greg is a master when it comes to figuring out, all right, what's this brand identity? What's the first impression that we want to give people to lift your brand, my brand, our brands up as the authority in this space, in this vertical, using a whole bunch of marketing and psychological principles so they are engaging. They're, you know, you're generating leads through this website. You're generating opportunities with partnerships, sponsors. You know, we actually focus a lot on podcasting in this, and even guest podcasting if you don't have one. You know, there's still an opportunity to harness what we talk about here and use it for all of your media. So again, I've been talking about we are media and you are the media. And especially if you're producing podcasts, videos, blog content, email newsletter, all that stuff, you are the media. And first impressions matter. So this episode is going to dive into a whole bunch of things you can swipe and deploy based off of what Greg shows you. And if you want to go even deeper, and I urge you to do this, he has like a 50-point quiz. It's totally free. And it's kind of like an audit of your current website. It's going to tell you what's working, what's not working, what to do about it. It's totally free. I urge you to go to it and do it right now. Take a little bit of time. It's going to take some time to do it, but it's worth it. Go to StudioOneDesign.com/Joe. That's studio, the number one, design.com/Joe. Go take a moment, fill that out. It's going to be worth it to you. Okay. So without further ado, let's cut into the episode. Let's dive into this, Greg. I want to, because I know you came very prepared, which I appreciate. And I want to dive into what the mistakes, I guess, that most of us, I mean, in this case, we're going to talk about podcasters, but think, you know, creator and also business owner who leverages content for your marketing. I kind of want to like put that frame around it.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. And really, like, no matter how people find your website, whether it's through a podcast post or a blog post or, you know, some sort of page that ranks well, they're always going to go back to your homepage, right? And so, you know, we can show you some before and after homepages shortly. But really, the biggest mistake that I see is that people go to their website and they may have been following you on your show for years, and they finally go to your website and it doesn't quite match how awesome your show is, right? So your kind of website could be letting your image down. And so that might just be from either having a DIY template, which, by the way, is great if you're starting out. But once you start getting a little bit of momentum and making money from your show, then I would suggest, you know, invest in a decent design, because you risk people thinking that your brand is not as awesome as it really is, right? So, yeah, I think, you know, and if you think about it, like, if your visitor to your website doesn't really like your design or the experience that they have, you're going to lose trust in your brand. And then you think about, well, okay, if they lose trust in your brand, and on the flip side, if they did become a customer, if they bought one of your services, products, coaching courses, whatever, then they would probably have a good experience and tell others. And that's what you're missing out on. And those people might tell others. So just by having a poorly designed website, you could be missing out on a lot of sales. So that's why these, you know, what we're talking about today, going to be showing you some before and afters and talking about the mistakes that people make so that you can fix those mistakes so that you can get more business, essentially. Because your website really is, like you said, Joe, the hub. So, yeah, to me, like, having a crappy design is probably the biggest mistake I see. Like I said, unless you're starting out, then you might want to use a template. Yeah. But if you think about, like, an industry leader, you know, even like you, Joe, like, you're in the top 1% of podcasters, which is awesome. And your website represents your personality, your brand, and it really is appealing to your audience. So when people come to your website, they're going to go, oh, wow. And you tell me that you get a lot of compliments on your website, right?
Yeah. Like, people have said, you know, this is the most eye-catching, amazing looking website I've seen for a podcast. And, you know, I'm always self-critical and I'm like, oh, but I know there's a couple other things I want to update, or all these little, but it's like, that's all of us, let's be honest. But that is the true feedback I get. I'm like, that's really cool.
Your website's never finished. So I totally get that. And, you know, over time, your business pivots, you might have a new office that you introduce. So, and you also get sick of your own website more so than your visitors will. Yeah. But yeah, and you age as well. So you want to update photos of yourself at least every 3 to 4 years, you know, even more often if possible. But yeah, because, you know, I say it a lot, people just use old photos of themselves and then it's 10 years ago and then they jump on a call with you and it's like, oh, that's a bit of a surprise.
Looking at my website, like, I did this in a phase. I took all the photos when I was transitioning kind of back into the podcasting phase. And I was like, got this beard. And I'm like, I need to update that because, that was not something that actually carried over with me. But and some people have actually mentioned that. They're like, oh, I like you without the beard. I'm like, yeah, I should probably update some pictures. So, but you're right. Like, if it's like a 5-year-old, 10-year-old picture, it's like, come on now. We all have iPhones at least that like are good quality. Just start snapping them and replace.
Totally.
Please.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. And then another problem is the copywriting. You know, everybody can write pretty much. And so they think they can do copywriting on their website. But the biggest problem with that is, usually they're too close to what they do. They might use like industry talk or, you know, jargon, etc. And they're focusing more on them as opposed to, you know, thinking about Donald Miller's building a story brand. You want to be seen as the guide and your customer or your prospect is the hero. So you want to position them as how can you help them and have case studies and stories and things that really putting them in the driver's seat of, you know, you putting the focus on them, essentially. So, yeah, most people just write how awesome their products or services are. But you don't want to do that. Obviously, you want to just talk about what's unique about your offer and how it's different to your competitors. And, yeah, please don't copy your competitors either, because that is a recipe for disaster. You don't know how well they're doing. You might think they're doing well, but they may not be.
True.
Yeah. And so what is, you know, think about, you know, a USP, which is really unique selling proposition, that really needs to B, what is that point of difference to your competitors? Because let's say they do find your service or your offer, whatever that is, they're going to be looking around the internet to find similar brands. And yeah, if everyone's doing the same thing and you copy your competitors and there's nothing unique about you, then they probably won't choose you. But the other thing with the copywriting as well is it does, usually if you write it yourself, it doesn't have as much clarity if you use a professional copywriter. So, and you want to lead with value as well in the wording and what you offer. So, you know, if you just look at yours, Joe, the insider's guide to running a business while having fun, like that's your whole message of hustle and flowcharts. Those two words, that's what it kind of means, right? And then you're leading with value as well. So you've got, you know, this bot thing, which is super helpful, right? And whether that's a free offer or, you know, whether you ask for an email address or not, it's building more trust in your brand. And yeah, and then another thing I see often is just little things like a leakage point. So people have little social media icons that leak off to social media above the fold. You may put them in the very bottom footer of your website, but I would say don't put them anywhere else because people go to social media, they're gone forever. And really the purpose of social media is to bring people back to your hub, your website, right? The only thing I would recommend is having like links to the to subscribe like you have, right? Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, etc. because that's obviously going to have them get notifications every time you release a new podcast episode, and that will build more trust in your brand. So that's the only type of thing that you'd want as a leakage point on your website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you helped guide me, I know, in a lot of that. And that was based off of data too. It wasn't like we're just slapping different icons or subscribe icons. It's all like in the order of what people, where they listen. I mean, there's a lot of thought and care put into it. And, you know, like if I'm honest, I'm looking at the site, I could do better at the lead capture element of it and building out that kind of journey. I have it on there, but at the same time, these are the things in my mind where I'm like, that's where I know I can optimize, but the hub is there is the big, and that's like 90% of the job right there.
Totally. Yeah. But the thing is, what you don't do is you don't have an annoying pop-up or things moving all over your website. And there are design trends these days that do have a lot of interaction and you know, parallax effects and all those moving things. They look cool, but they're really distracting, and they do actually, you know, reduce conversions because they're so distracting and they take people's eyes away from the focus of what you want them to focus on, which should be your copywriting, your offer, all of the psychological drivers like authority boosting elements, like you've got, you know, the amount of downloads you have, the amount of 5-star reviews, amount of episodes. And then you have these authorities that you've interviewed that are, you know, big names in the marketing space. This is even before you scroll, right? So I see websites that are creating content, they just don't have enough authority boosting elements. And it doesn't all have to be above the fold, but they lack in general, especially on their homepage. And if you think about a homepage, like I said, you know, people do come to your homepage. It will be the most visited page on your website. And before they even scroll, you want to show as much of that authority as possible, as well as beautiful brand and something that's unique. And then obviously, if you scroll down your homepage, you know, this here, you're just given a little bit more insight in, and once again, into what you do and having some, you know, more authority of brands that you've worked with, which is incredible. And then you've got the feature episodes where people can go and click off and link to those individual episodes of the authorities in your industry. And then you've got the latest, which is important, but it's further down. It's kind of got the right, in my opinion, the right hierarchy to entice people to interact with your brand before they go down and see the latest episodes. Like, wow, this is more impressive, you know, for the actual people that you've interviewed. And then a little bit about you. And then obviously, you know, you've got the just, you know, podcast section, and you've got some social proof and reviews from your podcast. And yeah, all these, it's kind of, and this is your course further down to go to Podhacker. So think of your podcast, and then you've got, yeah, this Start Chatting Now, which is the pod bot that you've got, which is awesome. And what we're trying to do on this website is just position you as the trusted authority in what you do, showcase your authority, and it's a gateway to get to all the things that will be helpful for your audience. So, yeah, we look at what you had previously, wasn't terrible. You kind of covered most of those things, apart from the probably the authority piece, and right. You know, and a really really good looking design. I think it lacked that.
Well, and I'll speak to this too, and you know, I don't think Matt, previous co-host and business partner Matt Wolf, would care, but it's like he handled most of all the tech build out. I mean, the guy's savvy at that stuff.
He's
That's
good,
not
yeah.
me. And yeah, and this was all done with a template or a theme, you know, a WordPress theme that I think we used for years. I forget. I think it was called the voice theme, actually. It just hit me. And yeah, it did the trick. But at the same time, you look at it and you're like, well, the design's not there. You know, it's very clear. Like it's boxy, it's blocky. And
yeah,
I mean, let's be honest. It served its purpose very well for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Another thing that we always struggled with is that it was on evergreenprofits.com, the show which became more of the brand, and this was an evolution in our business, became Hustle and Flowchart. So after Greg, you and your team designed the new website, somehow I figured and did not break anything, actually did most of this myself, is I moved from Evergreen Profits to Hustle and Flowchart. And luckily retained all the SEO juice. I think it even increased it, probably because of the brand name. And it's great. And now it's all synced up. And, you know, there's no confusion at the brand name and all that stuff. So that was always a pain point of Matt and I's.
Yeah, I can imagine. And, yeah, I mean, that's also hard, especially choosing a brand in general. Like, it's got to be memorable, it's got to be unique, and it's got to be available as well, you know, especially a .com, yeah. In my opinion. True. Yeah, unless you're in the AI space, yeah. And it can be something different. But yeah, that's true. So I thought maybe we'll just have a look at some other websites, just, you know, like this is the visual side of it. We can talk through it as well, but especially in the podcast space, like this is what this website looked like beforehand, right? And depending on the screen size, it had like this image that scaled, but it would chop people's heads off if it was at a certain width, which is quite annoying. And it didn't really, I mean, the photo's fine. It's a comedy podcast called The Commercial Break. And it's a really good podcast, really popular as well, but you wouldn't really know it but just by looking at this, especially if you don't scroll. It's like, well, okay, how old is this? But like, how many listeners
do I have?
It's like
one big picture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One big, large picture and, yeah, one kind of really poorly designed branding over the top. It goes over the guy's face, which is not very good. And then this is the entire page design. So it doesn't give you much clarity on what it's all about or, you know, what do you want me to do next? Can I get to the episodes? Who have you interviewed? All that sort of stuff, you know. So what we did for these guys, we did like a rebrand, but when we do that, we create like a mood board first and we just – you know, based on having an in-depth call with them, we've figured out that, you know, the look and feel needs to appeal to their target customer and represent their brand and some of the brand messages that they wanted us to portray in the look and feel was loyalty, excitement, modern, family, playful, fun, and friendly. That's their brand, essentially, for their podcast. So, yeah, we did a color palette that represents that, very energetic. This was their existing logo. We just recolored it because they wanted to keep their logo, which is fine. And then just the font use as well. We want to show visual hierarchy and something that's exciting, represents those words to represent their brand in the best light. And just various brand elements that we're going to use for backgrounds. And we want to use some neon signage. And then we gave them sort of photo direction as well. So, you know, we start with just creating something that's going to represent their brand. They do the photo shoot and then we'll come back and recolor their photos later. Same with just in general portrait direction. And then we did some, you know, illustrations and icons to really help showcase, you know, what, you know, to represent their brand in the best light with a cohesive look and feel. And same with just, the graphic layout. We just gave them some ideas there. So we always start with, you know, the mood board to give them what we think we want to design, and then they give us feedback and then we get, you know, started on the design. And this is their homepage. So
that looks incredible.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, isn't it?
Like, if you ever compared this next to a out-of-the-box template or theme, like, there's no comparable. Like, you're not going to be able to get this. And thinking I'm putting my marketer, more like my media hat on, knowing that, like, I now know what networks look into things. Like, you know, have experience with HubSpot now, but also different sponsors and partners, and maybe even becoming maybe getting a portion of someone's business or partnership, like things like that. You can, it's all about the perception. It's the first impression, really. I mean, this goes for meeting people, but it's also your website.
And this it is. Your website is the director of first impressions. Gone are the days of having a receptionist, you know, for this type of business, that's for sure. But yeah, you're right. And so this, yeah, represents that mood board and their brand in the way that they want it to be represented. So like I said, they've got an awesome podcast, you know, 4.1 million downloads, trending number one comedy podcast globally. Like straight away, you see their authority just in the look and feel, but also the impact metrics. That's what we call impact metrics. Without scrolling. And then similar to you, you know, they can subscribe on all these platforms, a little bit of social proof. And then we're just giving a little bit more detail about what this podcast is about. It's also good for SEO as well, you know. Then they have their latest. I don't think they have any, you know, famous guests. So it just launches into their latest. And this is a little bit about them, which will, you know, link off to their about page and show their full journey, basically. And then they obviously want people to subscribe on their YouTube channel too, which is what you do as well, which is totally fine. It is a leakage point, but it's going to build more trust in their brand if they subscribe on either one of those channels. Yeah. And then just a whole bunch more social proof.
Yeah, and a little tip there is, like, if you're going to put a leakage point to YouTube, use the URL or that little like code you could put on the back that basically prompts people to subscribe right away. You could Google it and find it, but that's what I would do and do.
You're right. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. It'll just have a pop up when you go to the channel, it'll pop up and prompt you to ask you to subscribe. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Anyway, people can go to these URLs. That's just, you know, tcbpodcast.com and check it out. But yeah, because have a look at all the internal pages, which we won't spend time on now. And I just want to show you another website. Yeah. You introduced us to Katie from Women's Meditation Network. She's absolutely awesome, you know, and she's such a gun. Yep. And this was her website before we redesigned it. Yeah, and the top nav was kind of messy, and I don't know if she designed it herself, but it's not bad. It's not terrible, actually. It's consistent look and feel, color palette, and all that stuff. And, you know, we ended up keeping the same color palette. But just thinking about the look and feel and, you know, the strategy behind, you know, the sections on the page, it's not bad, but I'll show you ours in a minute and just show you the difference. Even this, like, ready to start your meditation practice, 5 simple steps. Like, it's leading with value, but that doesn't have much clarity on what this website's all about. Would you know it's a podcast website?
I would not. No, not off the cuff. I would think maybe a training course or something like that. You're going to guide me. I don't know. I have questions. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And here's the thing, like, your business may not be just around your podcast, but when people are listening to your podcast or your show and they go to your website and there's a massive disconnect, they may not, you know, believe it's the right website for a start, but they're just not going to trust your brand as much if you're just trying to, you know, show them things that aren't relevant to them. So relevancy is a big one. So here's the redesign. So this is the benefit. Text is great. You know, more calm, more you. More calm, better sleep, less anxiety, and more happiness at your fingertips without guided meditation and sounds. All for you, all for free. Listen now. Then it's got the images of the podcast. And she has a lot of podcasts, right? She's grown massively.
She's like since 21 or something like that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's wicked. It's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, like, that's incredible amount of value. But she does have ads on her podcast, which is fine. So what we actually said to her was, well, why don't you have a membership where people can listen ad-free? So we introduced this idea to her. So people can now join the premium version of her podcast and be ad-free. So she loved that idea, and that's doing really well. But yeah, so that's the thing. We'll help people with strategy as well. But even above the fold, you know, 124 million? Wow, that's gone up.
She gets a lot. I'm just going to say, I know Katie very well, and Chris, her husband, is runs Podfest, who I mentioned earlier. So that's kind of full circle there.
I love it.
And Katie, she is overdue. She needs to be on this podcast, so she will be a guest.
I've heard her on another podcast, but she's very good. Incredible.
She hasn't been on many. She's obviously in demand for her own network. So I'll pry her from that for 45 minutes or so.
Cool. I love it.
Coming for you.
Yeah, and then we show, yeah, social proof, all that stuff, you know. And then obviously this will just segment off to individual pages for all of her different podcasts. And then we're talking about a section on, you know, to promote a premium version. And then she has individual, you know, tracks and stuff that people can purchase as well individually as outside of the membership. Yeah, and then she's just trying to be really helpful, you know, like, she's got a section, what are you looking for? And you can type in whatever you want, or you can click on one of the sort of categories. So that'll take them directly to what they're looking for. A little bit about her after that. And then she's got the top 10 meditations for free. And this will be like to get people onto her email list, and then some reviews, and that's it for the homepage. So yeah, compare that to the previous design and it's just clearer. It, you know, has all the authority boosting elements and gives a clear pathway to, you know, to whatever's relevant to the listener, basically, because she has so many different pathways, different podcasts. But yeah.
Hey, I just want to pause this episode really fast and shout out a podcast that's also on the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. This one's a podcast that's hosted by someone I've followed for years. His name is Donald Miller. He has the whole Story Brand book and all the different stuff online. He hosts the podcast called Business Made Simple. The premise is to basically take the mystery out of growing your business. And he recently had on one of the other guys I follow is Alex Hormozi. And right at the beginning of the year, they're talking about facing uncertainty in your business. And Alex and Donald, they talk about different ways, four different ways to basically shore up your business to ride the uncertain times that inherently are the ones we're living in 2024. So make sure to go check that out. Go listen to Business Made Simple, that episode with Alex Hormozi, but also the other ones, wherever you get your podcasts. Are you looking to earn more online? It's time to meet Kartra. It's your ultimate all-in-one business platform that makes it even easier to boost your income online. So with Kartra, creators, coaches, and experts can turn their knowledge and services into profits. You can create pages, funnels, and attract customers, build membership sites, and share your knowledge, automate your business so you can free up your time and do a whole bunch of other fun stuff. So Kartra has every tool you need to grow your business in one place. And the best part is that it's super affordable and easy to use. So now's the time to streamline and scale your biz. Head over to hustleandflowchart.com/Kartra and snag a free 30-day trial. Again, that's hustleandflowchart.com/KARTRA.
And then I know you've had Jordan Harbinger.
Yeah, it's been a little while. But yeah, he's actually, this is a pretty dramatic one. And Jordan is an epic podcast. He's been around for a long time. So legendary in this space.
Isn't he just? And yeah, but the thing is, this was his old website design, and you wouldn't really know how awesome his podcast is. And it really is like one of the top podcasts in Apple Podcasts, like generally speaking. Like
he interviewed Kobe Bryant. I mean, as one guy, I believe. And I mean, rest in peace. But I'm like, man, he was pulling in. I mean, he still does. I believe pulls in some big names.
Yeah. He does indeed. Yeah, and I think he was one of the last people that interviewed Kobe. So incredible. Yeah. But anyway, so and there's not really like when you use a big full screen image at the top of a page that covers the whole screen, or some people use a video background, which please don't do that. They may look fancy, but they're really annoying and they do take your eyes off, you know, the copy and the call to action. And the thing is, there's no reason to think that there's anything below the fold, right? And so people may not scroll at all, but, you know, below the fold, he's got, you know, best of 2018. Oh, that's pretty impressive, right? But you wouldn't see that if you didn't scroll. Yeah. And then he's got these featured guests that are pretty amazing. But once again, you wouldn't know that. But the design is very average, right? And he's got latest episodes and testimonials. But this was a few years back. And so our redesign looks like this. So obviously, you know, it's a whole very unique look and feel. Yeah. And then he has this starter pack for his call to action, which is really just helping people get on track and get to know his brand, essentially. Now, he doesn't make money from selling anything. He's got a free course. He doesn't have any paid courses yet. But the way he makes money is through sponsorship, and we'll talk about that page in a minute. But so really, he just needs to try and attract more people to listen to his podcast. So
He doesn't need to really have a lead magnet, although he is slowly building a list. But straight away, 10 million downloads per month, you know, number 10 in Apple for education. And then he just has a call to actions to subscribe. But that's a pretty nice looking feel as well, right? Compared to the old one.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, and then we thought we'd highlight this best of 2018. Like, that's a really good thing. But this guy, Jordan, used to be a lawyer, right? And is, I don't know if you listen to his style, but he's kind of, he likes to what would you say, talk down on himself in a funny way. I'm not sure how you say that. In Australia, we'll say,
oh, take like the piss out of yourself.
Yeah, self-deprecating. Yeah, yeah. In Australia, we say, take the piss out of yourself.
Take the piss out of yourself. Yeah,
yeah, right. So he's added all this little, text over all of the images just to take the piss out of himself, which is really quite funny, I thought. And then, he's got segments of different types of shows that he releases every week. I think there's one's a Feedback Friday, and then I think he does two other episodes per week. So he just has segments for that. But then, he's got, the featured guest, which is, like you said, Kobe Bryant and all these big names, essentially. Yeah. They're probably not even the biggest names, I feel. But, yeah.
I feel like he's had a lot bigger.
Same, yeah. And he keeps changing them. But, yeah, maybe it's what he thinks is relevant at the time. But, yeah. More about me is written on his about page section, which is just funny. Also, I was going to say, the player at the bottom of the website is just the latest episode. You have that on your website as well, which I think is really helpful to just, get people to engage straight away. He has a video or various videos in here. That's just something that he wanted to do. And then he has some testimonials from some pretty famous people as well. So it's really all these things to help build trust in the brand, essentially. Totally different to the previous design. And then one thing you do quite well as well is your page to get people to, where are we? Which one was it? The partnership page. And Jordan does that. I've got it here. Sorry. Yeah. And Jordan does that quite well as well, where if he wants people to become a sponsor of the show, they want to know what's in it for them. And you do the same thing here on your partner, why partner with your brand, right? And so he's saying, why sponsor the Jordan Harbinger show? You'll have a captive, engaged, and targeted audience with guaranteed reach. And then he gives a breakdown of the demographic of his listenership, and then he has some, authority boosting top 1% podcasts. And then he breaks it down even more. Why the different listeners that he has around the world, and then how he will put their ads into his show, like a mid-roll and things like that. And then it goes into more demographic breakdown, which is kind of like an infographic style. If you're not watching this on YouTube, it goes to a lot of detail.
Very visually compelling.
Yeah. It is, exactly. And so that's what he sends to people that are interested, and he's got social proof on there as well from people that he has interviewed, Simon Sinek and Tim Ferriss and Malcolm Gladwell, etc. And so, then a call to action, obviously, to sponsor the show. And, that's been great for his brand. And that's, like I said, the number one way of him making income. And Joe, you do something similar. And this is a slightly different approach where there might be various ways you can partner with Joe, right? So you just articulate that clearly and then have a call to action. Obviously, you've got some social impact metrics on there as well, social proof, authority boost in places that you've partnered with, what you talk about on the show, and a call to action. So these type of, maybe Joe, talk about what results that has brought to your business.
Yeah, this is what we were talking about earlier, is having this page. So this goes for, even if you don't have just a podcast, everyone should have maybe it's not sponsorship page, but it's like a partnership page. I like that term partnership, because that's the way I frame it here, is it opens it up to possibilities. Like, I've done a lot of affiliate marketing, but it also turns into maybe he's open a rev share partnership or equity in something. It just the conversation kind of opens, and that's how I like to present this is, there's a lot of ways to collab together and co-create. That's kind of how I like to see it. And yeah, this has helped land a lot of sponsorship deals. The HubSpot network I'm on partially was aided by this. Wow. There's the Kartra deal that I have. I'm sure it was part of it. I mean, there's a lot, let's be honest. Like, and it's just a trust metric. It's something that if you have this, at least it starts a conversation. This isn't going to be the standalone page, but at least like it gets someone, and that's why there's a call to action on the bottom. It's like, okay, well, now let's have that conversation. Have questions or want to know more? Let's chat about it. So they're coming in warm. Yeah.
Love that. Yeah, very cool. And then if you're not a podcaster or you don't have your own show and you want to get on other people's shows, then we've got a solution for that as well. And what we do, this is my website and this is what I do, is we had it professionally copywritten. And so on the page, we have a dedicated page for it. And it's a page that sort of talks about a case study of when I went on a podcast and it turned into all these amazing things that we'll go through shortly for the host, basically, right? So at the top, you know, attention podcasters and influencers, and then profit from interviewing a world-class website design expert and deliver massive value to your audience. So it's always about what's in it for them, right? Plus, we're going to give them a little bonus if we do end up designing a website for one of their listeners, we'll give them like a cash amount for that. But yeah, so that's above the fold. And then we've got call to action, which we'll just anchor link down the page to our form. But then underneath that, because we're only going to be sending this to podcasts that we do listen to and that we love, right? We're not just going to send it randomly to anyone. So we love your podcast and we think you'll love how we can help make it even more epic. And we go into a little bit more detail on how we do that. Then we have, because we're website designers, we have some social proof of, you know, some brand names that they may know for websites that who we've designed for. So that's a, you know, little humble brag section, but authority boosting section as well. And then we just want to just also introduce them to me because I'll be on their podcast, but we always bring it back about what's in it for them in every section, basically. And then we go into a little more detail about how we design websites so they can understand what we would bring to the table on their podcast. And then we have a case study of how this podcast interview that I did turned into, you know, like five figures for the podcast host, right? And so what we did initially, I did the podcast and then he loved that so much. He's got a nice testimonial there for me. And then I put the actual podcast episode on this page so they can listen to it if they want, just in audio form. And then from that, we sent people to an opt-in page where people could learn what's wrong with their website and how to fix it. I think we got one of them too, Joe.
we do.
Yeah, and then that worked so well. We got, you know, a ton of leads from that and some of them turned into sales. And so then Timbo, the host of his podcast, decided to record his own ad to promote us even more. And he put that on his podcast and that turned into more leads, which was incredible. From there, we thought we'd put this page together and we thought we'd offer another unique bonus. So we used to be t-shirt designers, so we've got a pretty good grasp on, you know, how to design t-shirts. So we offer like a little bonus, like you get a free t-shirt design that would be a design that resonates with your audience that's related to your brand, essentially. And we did something for you as well, Joe, which is on Matt's t-shirt on your old website.
My wife was just wearing it yesterday.
I love it.
So I was like, hey.
That's cool. So just, for the listener, think about what's unique you can send them that is not just another ebook, but something that, potentially is a bonus that they won't get anywhere else. And then, just the form and keep that simple. Then we do have a one sheet as well that just gives a little bit more detail, which they can just download without opting in for that. But a little bit more detail, like an introduction bio that they could read out, some interview topic suggestions, and some interview question suggestions, as well as some social proof and links to our social media. So pretty simple. But all these things are just been helpful.
It's so focused. And this is what I love about this, Greg. It's like, this is actually the first time I've seen this page.
Oh,
and,
cool.
I don't know if it's new or if it's just not me looking around enough, but probably a combo.
We keep it hidden. We just send it to people where we want to be on their show. Yeah.
Makes sense. Well, and see, that's the thing is I'm a big proponent and we talk about this. It's like, you know, there's friction of starting your own podcast and I get it, but it's like everyone should be doing guesting in some shape or form, because like it could be guesting on like a YouTube channel or Instagram collab, but let's think podcasting here. Your audience is out there somewhere, so tap into that existing audience, but come prepared and like prepare yourself, like help the guest out, because most guests don't do that. And I'm a fan of getting referrals rather than cold pitching, but let's be honest, even cold pitching, you would start, you'll break through the noise if you have a page like this, excuse me. And you know, you're setting yourself up with that best first impression and actually having a marketing machine behind what you're doing.
I mean, you even do it on your page as well, the media page. Here's all the places you've been featured on, you know, which, yeah, it's fantastic. We just kind of take it to the next level and
you do. I love it.
Dedicated to, trying to get more interviews. But yeah, and then we just have some social proof of the websites that, you know, we've designed recently, just to give them an idea of, okay, and some social proof like from some industry people that pretty high level. So, and then videos and all that stuff. And we also have a little bit about how we give back when we do design for clients. We give back to this cause B1G1, which helps a lot of people and the planet around the world. It's pretty cool. That's it. Cool, so that's that page, basically. But it's a pretty powerful page. It goes to a lot more effort than most people do when they reach out for a podcast.
And let's be honest. So, like, I'll just anchor it in again. Is like, this page is just one page. And Greg, like, you designed it so well. It's so thoughtful. And also, you're kind of downplaying, I feel like, the power of this page just alone. Obviously, it's just one page of the full brand and website. But this could be the money page for you, because it could open up doors across the board. Obviously, this can help secure partnerships as well. It could be kind of molded that way, or at least given out almost like your one sheet. But it's like, hey, here's a little bit about me. And then they're like, holy moly, I had no clue. And it's like, here's the spectrum of Greg and Studio One Design. And it's something like I've never seen anyone else be this intentional with guesting, and I appreciate it as a host that gets inbound all the time, and I ignore most of it because there's only one me and my team can't even handle it. So having this, like, you're gonna break through the noise, and also you'll make whatever impact you're looking for from that appearance. You're just helping everyone else, including yourself and the planet, if you're giving back like Greg does here. So
totally. Thank you, man.
I love this.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And just another quick tip. I know you've had Gert Malik on your podcast, and he's awesome at SEO. And we also work with Gert and Stefan Spencer as well, who's another SEO legend. And he's given us a lot of tips for a content page to get it to rank well. Like, it could be a podcast or a show. Let's say you even do have a show on YouTube, right? If you embed that YouTube video on a post page on your website, that can be super powerful, and you put some content around that to help people, you know, find your page instead of just like in a Google search on whatever topic is relevant, instead of just going to YouTube. So then you're bringing people back to your website. But yeah, what we find is most podcasts don't have an individual page. They just have, like, you know, there's all sorts of players out there that you can have. You know, it's just a player on a page that has multiple shows all in one, and you can't go to an individual podcast post page, which I feel like is an SEO mistake. So instead, have one page per podcast episode. You have the audio player, you have the video player on there. You have, you know, links to subscribe to the podcast, and then a transcription. You can have a little bit of a summary as well before you get to the transcription, especially about the guest, if that's what's there. Have tweetables, you know, have photos, images, anything to make it visually more interesting. And then at the end, I'm just going to show you the latest one that we do for the same client on his other podcast. At the end of the podcast, we have all the links.
I'm just going to preface it, like, Greg, like, what you're showing right now is absolutely something most podcasters, or even if you have a guesting opportunity, you can do this on your own show, on your own domain.
Yeah.
You know, plug in someone else's player. I mean, most of the time they're happy if you were to even chop it up and make it your own, but give them credit.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you did just the show notes part of this for your podcast, like, for me, it's still the biggest number one bringer ender of traffic is SEO.
Yeah.
And it's purely because of what Greg's showing right now, and the help of Gert and Spencer, because I know Spencer too. So
exactly, yeah, and Gert will say the same things as well. And so yeah, the more rich content you can have on the page, the better, as long as it's all super helpful. And this here is like at the bottom of the podcast show notes and the transcript is a checklist of actionable takeaways from that individual episode. By the way, you can use, you know, ChatGPT or Claude or Bard or whatever to create these types of bullet points. But then here's a fantastic idea that Stefan's thought of, which is introducing, which is using AI to watch the video. He'll upload the whole video interview of each episode that he does. I'm not sure which AI tool he's using, but he's going to have it split it into three actionable models that are relevant to that podcast. And then he's going to turn that into a course that people can watch on the podcast episode page relevant to just that episode. He's going to do this with every episode, which is incredible, but he's using AI to create these three-part videos based off the podcast. Then he'll have an actionable, it's like, now you've watched the course, take the quiz to reinforce what you've learned. He's going to have a quiz to quiz them on what they've learned, all generated by AI. That's taken podcast post to the next level.
That's beautiful. And I'm sure that's a lead generation tool too, you know, lead gen tool, maybe after the quiz, maybe before, I'm not sure. But yeah, my brain is going, when I saw this and you showed it to me, I'm like, ooh, see, this is exactly why I chose to put the pod bot or the AI chat bot for my podcast. And, you know, if you don't know about that, go to hustleandflowchart.com/bot, B-O-T. Yeah, it looks like this here. I should update this page because things have changed a lot with the technology. It's using Delphi.ai in the background. And yeah, like that's something you can do for yourself now. And you just, you know, go to Delphi.ai. I do have some other ways to access it. So reach out to me if you have any questions as well. But point is, like, we should all be creating these engaging elements using AI. Like, now it becomes a two-way conversation, or at least a deeper, enriched learning experience. And I love it. And a lead gen tool.
Exactly. And it's leveraging your time. Like, people just, you know, they put out a podcast and then they hope they get traffic or whatever and listeners, but they don't do anything further than that. And now with AI, you can do so much more. And we just showed you, you know, obviously the podcast page. But yeah, using AI to, like you do here, Joe, to give people like all of the episodes that you've got on your podcast, they can type whatever question into this bot and it'll search your entire podcast, which is incredible. And I've used this tool myself and it gives answers straight away based on searching through your entire content. It's amazing. And this is free.
Yeah, and yeah, for free. And there's actually an audio element. I don't know if you saw this one. I'm sure because you listened to the podcast. There's an audio clone as well. And I don't think it's
linked up. Yeah, I did listen to that episode. Either. Joe, the audio Joe clone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's me interviewing AI me.
Yep, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's indexed with my content and it's cloning my voice. So it's... Yep. It's pretty interesting. And anyone else can like call me up or call you up if you had your own clone. And I seriously think that this is the year 2024 that you're going to see a lot of creators creating clones of themselves. It's albeit there's going to be resistance. It's not going to be easy going, but like this is how we start to expand our time, create more engagement, leverage technology. But also I feel like it's leveraging the human side of us and our personality and expertise as well. Yeah, so it's a tool that enhances our brand and media.
Exactly, man. Yeah, cool. And then we do have like a page where people can go to if they want to know what's wrong with their website. It's studio1design.com /Joe. And that's the numeral one, studio1design.com/Joe. And yeah, there's like 50 things that you can check on your website if it's a yes or a no, and it'll give you a score at the end. If your score is less than, say, 20, then there's a lot of room for improvement, but you'll know exactly what to improve based on this checklist and the quiz.
Awesome, man. Well, Greg, and I was actually searching for that link. I'm like, where's that link? Because the checklists are, it's so valuable, man. And so, like, everyone should go through it. dedicate a little bit of time because it's for you. It's made thoroughly to be a legit audit of your current website.
Yeah.
And so don't think it's just like, a couple questions, bump up, you know, I'm going to get this thing. It's like, no, like it's seriously focused on giving. Yeah, there you go. There's 50 points. It's,
yeah,
that is literally, it's like auditing your business. And with that result. So go exactly. Studio One Design, the number one design.com/Joe.
Cool.
And
that's what I got for you. That's what you say at the end of your podcast.
I don't even know what I say half the time. But, dude, this is, you always come very prepared with every, like, I love the show and tell. Most people don't do that. I love this. And
yeah, cool.
Yeah, man, I just appreciate you so much because I know how much thought and focus and you've been, the thing I love about what you do in your team is that you've been doing it for, I don't know, is it a couple decades now? Like design,
yeah,
at least,
well,
right? I know
business started 24 years ago, year 2000. But yeah, we were t-shirt designers and branding designers before we pivoted to websites about 10 years ago. Yeah.
You know your stuff. It's not like, you know, this is some random person that's just jumping into the website game and acting yeah. as if. So
yeah,
you have a lot of industry data and verticals. So that's why I trust you, Greg, and your team.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. Studio One Design is where it's at. So studio1design.com/Joe.
Joe, exactly.
That audit.
You bet. Cool. Well, thank
all
you,
right.
Joe.
Greg, any, I've been asking this lately. It's a newer thing, but like, is there anything you're, and this is more about you now, and I'm always curious. It's like, what are you obsessive about these days? Like, I know you talked about travel. You love to race your car around on the track and stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything that maybe you want to share here, something you're learning that you could share?
Yeah, I mean, look, honestly, it's all about health and fitness these days, you know. I mean, my wife is like, she's doing competition bodybuilding, like totally natural, right? The bikini and fitness categories. And that's just rubbed off on me. My daughter's a swimmer, you know, she races. And so, you know, super fit family. And I love snow skiing. That's my kind of thing. But so snow skiing is obviously very seasonal, and in Australia we don't have much snow. That's why we have to go overseas. But just in general, like when you're surrounded by people that are fit and healthy, it rubs off, and that's what I focus on more so than anything else. I want to live forever, you know. I am like in my 50s, so it's cool. Something that you think about more as you get older. It's about all about health and how can I have a healthy long life, and you know, especially when you've got kids, it's like, well, you don't want to die and not see them grow up. So that's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm passionate about lately. And yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts on health and fitness as well.
Right on, man. Well, yeah, we share very similar qualities, and now with my second born, you know, only 2 months old, but it's like, yeah, I don't want to die. I want to see where they go with things and where this also, what impact we can give together collectively. It's just, yeah, life is fun. And, you know, it obviously can get not fun if you're always stressed out or if you're doing stuff you hate.
Exactly. Yeah. Just, I mean, a little tip, I have this tool on my computer that tells me how many hours a week I'm working at the computer. And if that goes above 25, I back off. Like, that's too many, you know? So I try and keep it under 20, but it's usually between 20 and 25 hours per week.
What's the tool?
The tool is called Rescue Time.
I know that one. That's right. I haven't used it, but I've heard of it. Rescue Time.
But yeah, it tells you the total time that you've worked every week. And then it gives you a productivity score and shows you which apps you've spent most of the time in. So yeah, it's pretty powerful, pretty cool. Yeah, so rescuetime.com.
I like it, Rescue Time. Yeah, it's like I used to, every now and then I'll track my screen time, you know, and Apple kind of gives you the report, but then like you start to dive in and see like where you've been spending your time on your screens collectively. And similar thing. It's like, ooh, why did that dramatically jump up? Like, was that needed? Was that a good thing?
Yeah, exactly. You just got to be aware of it because time can slip away. But yeah, cool. Well, thank you, Joe.
Greg, appreciate you, man. Big time. And
likewise.
I know we'll be doing this again. And go check it out. Obviously, all the links, everything will be in the show notes because we do have show notes at hustleandflowchart.com.
Love it.
And we'll catch you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.